Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Brady revealed during that his current dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died in December of 2023.
Okay.
The dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences, a biotech company that Brady is an investor in, using blood collected prior to Lua's death. Interesting.
It is interesting.
It's very, very interesting.
Now, I know lots of people that will get the same breed.
Yes, I know that.
When their dog gets older, passes.
Yes, yes.
I've even known people that named their second dog the same as the one that passed.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they could pretend that
right.
I suppose if they had the money to do that or owned a cloning company like Brady does, they would have done that too.
You know he does some freaky stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I mean,
he's cloning his own.
Yeah, I mean, okay, we're talking about
dogs. That's why his face looks so
We're talking about dogs. It's something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the reason he's invested in that company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. Tom Brady is invested in some stuff. You'd be like, biotech, what is Tom trying to get? Tom's trying to... You know, because has he found that youth that all these rich-ass billionaires want now?
He's trying to. I mean, just because he's not playing anymore, that TB12 trying to be young forever stuff doesn't go away. Again, you can look at him on Sundays on Fox. His face is weird looking, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's got...
His skin is stapled to a skull.
Something like that. He's rubbing... Yeah. Some sort of like rhino serums on his face.
Right, yeah.
His cheekbones look like they're carbon fiber these days.
Yeah, man.
Like he's trying to live forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's trying to make a comeback. Like at 60, he's gonna be like Blanda.
He's just trying to wait till Joaquin's too old to fight him.
Yeah.
He's gonna
hang around. Like he eventually we know that he's gotta fight Joaquin, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's gotta eventually fight him.
Yeah, it's gonna be a dish served.
I don't give a damn what kind of martial arts he knows, Dave, okay?
No, that's why you wait till he gets real.
Yeah,
we're
talking about some martial. I don't give a damn what kind of jiu-jitsu he knows. That's my woman.
Okay? I know, but that's why he's not fighting him now.
Yeah.
Because Joaquin will give him the pow-pow.
Joaquin can't stop no damn Louisville slugger from the back of the kneecap.
True, that's true.
All right.
But if he just wanted to go hand for hand, he doesn't want to do it right now.
Yeah.
That's why he's injecting himself with
rhino blood.
With elephant blood.
Yeah, yeah, trying to get, you know, it gives him, fills him out.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's pretty, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a gray area for me. I don't know if I'm cloning Boone. Like, we'll get another GSP eventually.
Right.
Not right now. We don't have...
Y'all gonna get two Boones?
Later.
Oh.
Later. When Boone gets a little... Because Boone's only 7, and his breed is supposed to be able to... He's probably midlife right now for a GSP, knock on wood.
Right.
But, you know, we got... Boone currently is the least crazy of the three of them.
Yeah, like, I would assume.
The 5-year-old and the 2-year-old are by far the biggest issues.
Yeah.
So when they get a little older, you know, and Boone's getting a little closer, then maybe, yeah, we'll get another one.
Okay, cool.
You're going to need a lot more months at number one for you're able to clone.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you seen the price? You know what?
No,
the,
I don't.
No,
it's like $120,000.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's not like just a thing. It's,
I don't.
Like, you have to be rich.
Nothing
to do it.
That much. I love my family that much, obviously, but like. Somebody who, if I'm in a pinch, can't take care of me? Hell.
Would you clone yourself?
Hell yeah. More Randy in this world?
Shoot. That's what we need.
More. Like, I would
Andy and Randy and Randy?
I would send him to Costco and to TJ Maxx and all that stuff she likes to do.
You'd be doing it like Multiplicity when Michael Keaton cloned himself and made him do all the unfun stuff.
Yeah, I'd be doing all that other stuff, man.
Bruce Willis film? Hell I think it was Surrogate?
Hell yeah.
Okay, sure.
I'd let you do all that.
I was listening to an interview where some celebrity cloned their dog, and they were like, it came to me, and it had like everything was the same, mm-hmm. like mannerisms, right. like stuff the other dog developed in life, not just look or but like attitude and different things. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that is creepy.
Real quick, Andy.
Also, Boone's good, but we could improve. Yeah. Like, there's some things we could improve upon.
I don't think they've got doggy
in
CRISPR
there and
yet.
Kind of change what you want to.
Yeah,
did you know this? Falcon Allen just hit us with this. Zane, the new kicker for the Falcons, he scored 13 points, making all four field goals against the Falcons in 2021 when he was with the Kit Kats and was Special Teams Player of the Week.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
When he was with who?
She had the Kit Kats.
Oh, the Panthers.
Yeah.
The Kitty Cats. Got it. Okay. Yeah, okay. I did not know that, yeah. But that is...
Thank you, Ms. Allie.
Add it to the list. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Allie.
Let's get to NFL No Huddle.
Thank you.
That's a big part of the break.
We're going No Huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
The breaking go. Sound.
Where's the breaking news sounder?
That's true. We didn't use the breaking news sounder for Zane Gonzalez.
Do we have a breaking news sounder?
I don't know if that's breaking news.
Why not?
That's like... it's like... Hey, sprained.
You remember the situation last time with the kicker thing?
I know. Well, maybe if we broke it.
You'll get the hell up out my face.
If we would have broke it. Anyway, Zane Gonzalez is the the new kicker for the Atlanta Falcons. Hopefully he's better than the last two. Here's Raheem Morris. Hey, here's some good stuff. I mean, I know yesterday was all there's no time for the good. Here's Raheem Morris talking about Jalen Walker.
It was great to have him back. You know, being to move him around, a movable piece. He was on the edge. He was in the middle. He was a dropper. He had a couple of significant plays in the game, whether it be the two sacks that he had, that had James pick up one ball and help us score in the red zone one time, or it was another one when he got a big-time sack with some moves and things of that nature. And his presence, his energy against the run and the pass is definitely a sight to see and something that we look forward to seeing.
Yeah, man, he's a damn good player, man. He's a damn good versatile player that you can move all over the field. I'll say it. You can do him like they do Micah Parsons. You can put him anywhere and just bring him because he's such a good blitzer. He has such a good feel for the game. Like when that sack, they ended away because it was an ET stunt, but how he bent through that guard and just kept, but didn't lose any ground, just kept going forward through it. That's freaking big time.
Yeah, he disguised it so well. They didn't see him coming. Nobody touched him.
Yeah, it was big time, man. It was so big time.
When it changed the entire complexity of the game. Unfortunately, they couldn't take advantage of it in the end and win it, but like they don't make that play there. I don't know how that game goes.
Me neither.
Like it might end up being 34-10, something like that. Like it was trending towards ugly. It was a huge play, and him and the other rookie first rounder, obviously, he's picking up the fumble and trying to take it to the house, and they score a couple plays later, so that was great to see. Hopefully more plays like that. Here's Michael Penix talking about running with the football.
Yeah, I take off whenever I got to. That's not my first option, but, you know, it's something that I can do. And I'm just trying to do whatever I can to help this team win football games. And if that's what it takes in that moment, then that's what I got to do.
Well, he's not a running quarterback, but he can run, you know.
You saw it on
you
that
saw
one.
You saw it on that
quarter.
One. I mean, that was my he only thing out. Is that you just, like, go, make the decision soon. I understand what he's saying. I completely do understand what he's saying. He was eyes downfield waiting for one of his guys maybe to pop open. But I just do think that he needs to go a little faster sometimes. The one where he got tackled at the two, I think if he's decisive earlier, he scores.
Yep.
You know, and so that's the only thing with Michael when it comes to him using his legs is if he can just maybe make that decision a little bit faster.
No, agreed. Even on the one where he picked up the first down in the fourth quarter, he still kind of really didn't want to do it.
Yeah, just go.
And then he
and get yourself down.
What did we need to mention? The Cardinals won on Monday Night Football last night over the Cowboys.
Did you see CeeDee Lamb's face when his teammate got shook out his jock?
I didn't.
Oh, they showed CeeDee on the damn Jumbotron after Marvin Harrison worked, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't.
Yo. He was like the NBA bench.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You can't do
and
that.
Exactly what, like, you can't do that.
Oh, man.
You can't, but yeah, Jacoby Brissett looked really good last night. The Dallas Cowboys stink, but they did make a trade. They went out and traded for the
Logan Wilson,
who was the I mean, he's been banged up for the Bengals, but he's been a damn good player,
man.
He
was a really good player.
And he can't get no playing time. He requested a trade earlier this week, so they got him. They're still talking about there might be a couple of other guys because, you know, Jarrah was on it. Jarrah told everybody last night, we got a trade coming.
Let's hear it.
We got a trade coming.
It's been a while since we've heard anything from Jerry. Let's when you can. Jerry, I don't know what this, if this was it, I don't know if this is the one that he was bragging about, but here he is.
We certainly have made a trade, and we may make a couple of more trades before that deadline.
So you may make a couple of trades before the trade deadline?
Well, we've made one.
All right, you've made one.
We made
one. And what was that for?
And we possibly could make two more, and I'm going to wait and let you read about that.
Okay.
When we send the papers in tomorrow.
Okay. Is the trade that you made and a trade that you're about to make, what are you trying to say that's going to do for the Dallas Cowboys this year?
Immediately. It will have them on the field, and it will address some of the things that have been our shortcomings.
Okay, we didn't oversell it.
Yeah.
He said the guy will get on the field and help out where we need it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Trade deadline's today at 4 o'clock. You think the Falcons make a move?
No.
I know they added Zane Gonzalez.
Yeah, but maybe they ship somebody out, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's no point in acquiring draft picks.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You can't get no one or anything.
No, you're not getting a first-round draft pick for anybody you have. Yeah. And I don't know. Terry Fontenot's not in the acquiring draft picks.
A couple of other trades, Andy. The Raiders just sent Jacoby Myers, who's been unhappy. They sent him to Jacksonville. The Ravens, as usual, stacking up on edge rushers. Draymond Jones, who's a good rotational pass rusher. They went out and got him. Joe Alt out for the season, which sucks. And Dan Quinn blames himself for Jaden Daniels. It's okay. Do not apologize, Dan. You got to apologize about it, man. Football is football.
Time left in the game, and he's the quarterback.
Football is football. Football is football. Hey, guys, this Saturday from noon to 2, join Ally Mack at Heritage Kia in Woodstock as she gets you ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan. One family with an ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. There will be other prizes as far as home tickets. Again, that's this Saturday, noon or 2 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock with our gal, Allie Mack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the back page. With Bo here on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will get back into the big story of the day at the 1 o'clock, top of the 1 o'clock hour as well. Some comments from Raheem Morris from his press conference yesterday. Falcons did make a change at kicker today. They have cut Parker Romo. They have signed Zane Gonzalez, so that is something that they have done today. Trade deadline's at 4 o'clock this afternoon as well. So if anything happens before 2 o'clock, we'll let you know. Obviously, Dukes and Bell keep you updated all the way until 4 also. But other teams making trades in the league, some stuff happening. Nothing crazy as of yet, but some players definitely have been traded over the last 24 hours. Interested to see if the Falcons do anything today.
Yeah, I mean you still got it's going to be one of those up to the minute type things. You know, it's 4 o'clock today. I don't see them making any moves. I think, you know, when you look at certain pass rushers, we talked about Miami last week when they let go of Chris. They were able to make a move, Jaden Phillips to the Eagles. Bradley Chubb might be a guy who might be moving on next. Jacoby Myers, he'd been wanting to get traded all season.
Yeah.
So he finally got moved. I'm just trying to think.
Same thing with Logan Wilson.
Yeah, these guys, they wanted out. I don't see Trey Hendrickson going anywhere right now. It'll be interesting next couple hours.
Yeah, and I don't even know. I mean, obviously the thought maybe from before a couple weeks ago is you could trade Kirk Cousins. I mean, not if they're trying to get what they reportedly are asking a team to take on, and not after what people saw from him against the Dolphins. That didn't help.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the showcase, Randy.
Oh, my God.
Showcase nothing.
Nothing. And then J.J. McCarthy goes out and throws three tugs.
Yeah.
No, what? Two tugs and runs for one.
And ran for one, yeah. Counted for three. That's right. That happened. And I don't know, Arnold Ebiketie's name has been mentioned as well.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, but why? You need him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A team trading for Arnold Ebiketie is just trying to bolster their pass, right?
Yeah. Why would you let somebody do that?
You need that.
You need them. How about you go find somebody?
He played pretty good against the Patriots on Sunday.
He really did, Andy. He really did. So, yeah, that'd be the one leading up to 4 o'clock as far as what teams are going
to
do.
All right. Let's get to a college football corner.
Like, who would I make moves? The Ravens?
Yeah. Eagles.
Eagles. Chiefs might go make a move.
All right, so the rankings come out tonight. Are we consensus on who's going to be number one?
I think
it'll be Indiana.
I think it probably will be Indiana. I think it should be Ohio State, though.
How come?
Because I think Ohio State is the best team in the country.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, well, yep. Good enough reason.
Yep.
It'll probably be Indiana, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and then on down from there. Where do you think Georgia will be? Five?
Yeah.
Right behind Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah. We know they're not going to jump Alabama. And I don't see anybody behind them that could be. So I think to go, this is what I think it should go. They probably won't. I say Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Bama, Georgia.
Okay. Oregon, Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Texas Tech and another really good team.
BYU.
BYU play on Saturday.
Yes.
So they'll probably be near each other in the rankings. They're playing on Saturday at noon. So that'll determine who's better between the two of them, obviously. Do you think they try to make people mad and put Notre Dame in front of Miami or anything like that? Because they could do that.
They could do that. I don't think they would. But you know what? Let me stop. I don't know what the hell they be doing in Prairie View, Texas out there, man.
I saw a weird video of them going into a room and all putting their hats on a coat rack this morning. Why are we doing that?
I don't know, man. Do you have a coat rack?
We have like... It's not like a traditional coat rack mm-hmm. that like stands straight up. We have like some hooks on the wall.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a coat rack guy, Andy.
You have a coat rack?
She won't let me put it up. We've always had coat racks in our homes. She don't like it for some reason. She don't like it. Doesn't go with the decor.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, where would you put it?
Like right by the front door right
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Yeah. We just have like one of those little hook things.
It doesn't go with the decor.
Well, she would know. She's a good decorator and all that kind of stuff. She's got good taste. You know?
I mean, she picked what she picked.
There you go.
she with me.
The ACC is this year what the Big 12 was last year.
Yeah, just jumbled.
Anybody can beat anybody on any Saturday.
Just jumbled, man.
Every game is really, really fun to watch. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday, just the crazy nonsense at the top end of that league. I have to think, like, if you're a Georgia Tech fan or, like, any of these other teams that are at the top of the conference right now, Virginia, Pitt, all that.
Right.
You got to really be taking some pleasure in Clemson and Florida State being bad.
I was just thinking that.
After trying to sue their way out of the conference a couple years ago.
Yeah, man.
They were like, this conference isn't good enough for us. You got to let us out. And now they're a combined 3-8
yeah, man.
In conference. Neither one of them is going to be in the conference championship game this year.
That's crazy because I was just thinking that about, you know, this game this weekend. This is supposed to be the game that's going to decide some stuff, especially after the week one that Florida State had. Yeah, but I mean, it's jumbled up there. Right now, when you talk about where the ACC is, I still like Tech to be in the game. I still, for some reason, I do. I like Tech to find a way to get in there.
That Pitt game still.
It's very vital.
It's going to be a tough
game.
It's
very, very vital. It's very, very vital. But I think when you look at the Big Ten, obviously it's Indiana. How far away, in your opinion, is Indiana, Ohio State?
How far away are they from each other?
Are they good enough? Is Indiana. Do you think Indiana beat Ohio State?
I think they could.
I don't.
You don't think they have a chance?
Nope.
You think they'd get blown out?
I think it's double digits.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I
think double digits.
How come?
I don't know. I think Ohio State reminds me of Georgia's second championship team.
Okay.
That's what they look like to me.
Interesting.
Yeah, they look like.
The difference, I know, and I know he's playing really well, and he's played better and better as the season has gone on.
Yeah.
That's still a real young quarterback.
He's playing his ass.
And I know he to hear him talk, obviously to watch him play, but to hear him talk, he sounds older than he actually is.
Right.
Obviously, he's got great guys. The thing that I like about what they're doing that kind of makes me buy him more than I probably would otherwise is they've completely changed what they do offense. They've slowed down. They're the slowest offense in America.
Yeah, and that
to let him process,
that helps him,
which is great.
You know what also helps? Brian Hartline.
Brian Hartline, for sure.
Yes.
And a defense that doesn't allow touchdowns ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why they remind me of that second.
They've given up 55 points this year.
They remind me of that second damn Georgia team.
Fair enough.
Right now they do.
Fair enough.
Now, I'm not saying they are. I'm not saying they are them.
Well, but the similarity they have the best defense in the country.
You can score on them.
And it's not close.
You can score on them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. They going to beat Michigan this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure?
No.
I think they probably will. Michigan's interesting too, though, because they just keep hanging on. Like they're not one of those teams by any measure.
Right.
There's no question. Like they're really not. They're good, not that good. Certainly not great. They're 5-1 in conference.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing is that if they can get to the Ohio State game with just one conference loss, mm-hmm. it's all up. And all the pressure is on Ohio State in that game.
Oh, definitely.
You know that. How Michigan and I would love, we'll talk to Joe on Thursday because he's the only Ohio State guy that I know. If they lose again to Michigan, to my Ohio State, does the national championship from last year help?
Oh yeah, and the fact that they'll get in the playoff anyway helps too.
I think that what they call the team.
Maybe I don't understand it to the level that I need to right. make that statement so quickly.
Right. Yeah,
but like I don't know, they did win the national championship last year.
Remember, they wanted to fire Brian Day. They were like Brian Day had to have like security at his house after the Michigan loss.
Yeah,
and they ended up winning the freaking championship.
I think if there's in a 12-team playoff last year, he does get fired because they wouldn't have made a 4-team playoff after that loss.
Yeah,
like they very likely. Yes. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they would have come to their senses by the time to do it. But I don't know. Is anyone in their senses right now? That's something we were talking about during the break. Like, Ohio State has the right to feel how they feel about their program and all of that.
Right.
But there's a lot of fan bases around the country that think they're Ohio State.
And then you know,
and
then,
they're not.
And that comes back to my phrase my mom used to tell me all the time. Who the hell you think you are?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some of these programs, somebody firing a coach and all this stuff, even though you're winning 10, 11 games a year, hell, you think you are.
Right.
And though, so when you look at it from, you know, where this Auburn is and right now where LSU is and where, who else am I missing? Penn State, Florida, and all these things.
Arkansas. Here's my thing about all of those. Like, we can rank them, and I think we're removed enough from it to give an honest thought on it. Every single one of those fan bases think they're the best job.
I agree with that. Yeah. Yes.
Which is fine, and that's good. Like,
but it's always
– you should think that about your board, team. I guess you should.
What it might call the message board, what? Spicy
– saucy message board rumors.
People are the funniest ones with this whole thing. I don't read that crap because why would I want to read crap like that? But I look at it from a standpoint where they're like, those are the guys that never been to practice but know the third quarterback. Like, well, he's been working with the scout team, but from what I'm hearing
– what I'm hearing.
From what I'm hearing, yeah. He's dicing up the number one defense.
Yeah, from what I've heard.
He's going to be our guy in the next 4 years. How good is A&M to you? And do you trust A&M?
I don't trust them. I think they're really good, but I don't trust
I don't trust their quarterback. And the reason why
I agree.
Is like he's boom or bust, man. Like he's just one of them dudes. He's exciting as hell.
I still don't trust him if a team turns it into a pocket passing game.
Yeah, just
I still don't trust that he won't turn the ball over against a really good defense. But again, really well coached. Yeah. They have so much talent on defense. God, they got good players on that defense.
They've always had good players. They just coach well now.
Yeah, Elko's a great coach.
He's a good coach.
Well, then I was talking to Mike. He's reading message boards.
Spicy message boards.
There's Elko rumors at Penn State.
Why would Elko leave that over there?
Because Penn State fans are crazy.
Why would he leave that? Why would anybody leave one of those Texas schools for any school?
I don't know.
Brett Lashley just got re-upped at damn SMU.
Oh, I know. Can you imagine what like the secret details of that contract might look like?
Oh, dude. He got the D in Dallas.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, he got the D. It's just called
the
Alice
oil
now.
Equity that's just like written into his grandson's will or something like that.
We did get one of my favorite message board info posts over the weekend. Apparently, the Auburn message boards were aware that Hugh Freeze was about to get fired because his tee time for Sunday had gotten changed ahead of time.
That's awesome.
And so Saturday night, they're like, a change is imminent. His tee time at Auburn University Club has been canceled. And so they knew Saturday night.
A lot of good golf around the Auburn area. I don't blame
him. I mean, you've been down there, so you know.
I was there for a golf trip. Yeah. We had a great time. I don't blame him for wanting to golf down there. He's probably got free country club
membership. Would you rather be a successful head coach at Auburn or a good golfer?
Can I be both?
No.
Oh.
That's what the message board says.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I?
That's why they lost, because he's playing golf all the time.
Can I be a really good golfer and get paid $50 million to leave?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't get all
his. Because then I'm going to be a really good golfer.
That's that spicy message board for you. Yeah. The reason that they can't win, because he'd rather be on the golf course. Now, that was the only time I've ever known that to be true was Steve Spurrier. And Steve Spurrier had no business being a head coach of Washington.
With the Redskins.
Yes. Had no business going up there.
I was going to say, he played a lot of golf when he was in Florida and South Carolina, too, and won a lot of games.
He had no business playing. He had no business. First of all, the whole thing to go to Washington was a joke. Anyways.
I know, but Congressional's a great course.
I know it is. But at the same time, he didn't give a damn. He ran that. All right, man, you can go home. No meetings after practice. No meetings after practice, coach? Yeah.
I got a tea time at 1:30.
God, nobody. Hey, this Thursday, join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. As they get you set for Thursday night football, they're going to be broadcasting live 2-6 while enjoying great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe over at Hiram. That's Dukes and Bell, 2-6 this Thursday. Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram.
All right. Coming up next, the Back Page with Bo. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yes, right. Okay.
20 minutes away from the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Falcons move on from Parker Romo.
So.
Signed Zane Gonzalez. They're adding other players as well as maybe reading into a little bit of how the health is going with the offensive line. We'll get you updated on all the moves the Falcons have made today. Top of the 1 o'clock hour, Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Talk with him about what Georgia was able to pull off against Florida in Jacksonville on Saturday afternoon. Start looking ahead a little bit to the rest of the college football week and certainly the playoff rankings tonight as well. We'll get to the back page in just a minute.
I'm trying to look, because I wanted to get that last question Abe had on the college football. What group of five? Who's it? Who's leading group of five? Is it
Tulane?
Is it Tulane? I'm sorry. I was trying to think about that. Who is leading that division right now?
I know James Madison's in like the top four of all those schools.
Okay,
it's a mess because Tulane lost Memphis? To UTSA. Right. Memphis has lost. USF has lost. Right. Texas has lost. Okay. Everyone's got one loss.
Okay. All right. That's. I was wondering if there was anybody that was undefeated.
But
there.
Memphis is the highest ranked group of five team right now.
Yes,
they got a Friday game with Tulane, I believe.
Right. Okay. That's right. This week.
Coming.
This week. Yeah. This Friday. So that's a big one. But yeah, there's that. Also, all of those coaches are now going to be distracted.
It's a possibility
by the fact that any number of them might get head coaching jobs with these vacancies.
Because it's great. Because I mean, like Lane can't coach all of them.
Nope. And he might not.
He might not coach any of them.
Yeah, that seems to me a pretty decent chance that he stays at Ole Miss. But yeah, I mean, exactly. All the schools think they're getting Lane Kiffin.
Yes. let's say all the fan bases.
All the fan bases think they're getting Lane Kiffin. That's right.
You know that his cousin's lawn guy, Lane was in his office while he was outside weed whacking. He overheard Lane tell his cousin that LSU was his dream job.
There you go. So there you have it.
What do you think of that?
I think that sounds right. As we should go with it. Two source verification. Let's report it. Here's the other thing. There's no guarantee that even if he does go there, and
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. You know, it might just be the perfect spot at Ole Miss. You know, which would be really hard for me to leave it. Like, it just seems like he's got everything he needs right there to be happy and to win and to, you know, it just seems all worked out. Like, one of these schools is going to get it right with a guy that you haven't heard of. You've heard of him, but maybe a guy you're not that familiar with. And one of these jobs is going to hire, like, LSU took Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. And everyone was like, well, the only thing he couldn't get was the top-end recruit there. He's going to win a championship. Nope.
Because the track record of LSU.
He's gone.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, that was a grand slam hire when it happened. They went to Notre Dame and they took their coach. And now Notre Dame's thrilled because Marcus Freeman's better.
Yes.
And Brian Kelly's unemployed.
Yes.
And LSU is back in the mix.
Yes.
So no one knows.
Does Brian Kelly, I've never ever seen, outside of maybe Jeremy Pruitt, people just don't like a guy. People do not like Brian Kelly.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, people do not like this cat.
Yeah, that's.
And it's like one of them things where LSU is one of the proudest universities there is, especially when they talk when you talk about homegrown and you talk about players who love their school, like alums that come back, and him being like that to them, some of them like that too. It's like
now there's a pride among LSU alum, LSU football alum especially.
Yes,
that's really like
as
passionate and real as maybe any of the schools.
Yes,
so yeah, you have to. And it's not even cater to that.
No.
You just have to honor it.
That's it.
Like, those guys made it.
Yeah.
They made it what it is.
Yes.
You have to take them seriously and, like, be respectful.
Yeah, he real. Like, he did what?
Yeah. No.
I was like, oh, okay.
Sounds like the Colts have made a fairly
I don't know what the return is yet, but from Rappaport, the Jets are trading Sauce Gardner.
Really?
To the Colts.
After they just gave him that money. Hmm.
That's a team that's pushing all in this year.
I mean,
good for them.
He ain't playing up to his standards. I don't care what nobody says.
Is he playing this week?
Yeah.
But for him,
what kind of standards is he playing to on Sunday?
Why would the Jets trade him in the AFC?
That's odd, huh? They must be getting a decent little return.
They got to get something high for him.
Yeah, and good for the Colts.
Yeah, man.
Good for the Colts. Be like, all right, took a while, but we got a pretty good squad. They got a good defense over
It's still
funny.
Still
have them?
And I know you guys were kind of
on it. Y'all got
them?
Yeah.
I know you guys were on it early, but it is still funny that they're putting together a Super Bowl run with Daniel Jones. Yeah. Like, that's still a wild comment.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. You know what I mean? They turned the ball over 6 times their most recent game and lost. So, I mean, yes, they are definitely good and better than people thought, and that's a big move to make. I'm not going to.
They just gave Sauce a new contract extension this offseason.
Well,
wow. That's interesting.
Colts have rookie quarterback.
Yep.
Cap space.
Yep.
So maybe that's why.
Two first-round picks is the report.
Get the hell out of here.
Wow, that is
they gave up 2 1s for
return.
Sauce? good for the Jets.
Good for the Jets
good
for pulling
for the
that
Jets.
Off. All right, let's get to the back page.
Really?
Speaking of a proud LSU man, you went to LSU for a little while.
I did. Look, you have to endure yourself to fans. If you're not going to come right in and win something, an SEC, an SEC West, which he may have done, I don't even think he did that.
Yeah, that's what we always say.
You got to come in and win something, or you have to be loved by the fans. He never earned that.
Yeah, you can be a jerk, or you can struggle, but you can't be a jerk and struggle.
No.
And that's what he was
doing. Damn sure can't.
And he's not a likable person.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be that guy, you better be winning. And he did not do that.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff, too, because, you know, sometimes with situations like this, people really like to kick somebody on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying this while he was there.
Yep.
Like, this is
100%.
They're saying more. You're hearing more stories now that he's not the coach anymore. But this was pretty well-worn territory even while he was down there.
So, speaking of winning organizations, that is what the Atlanta Braves are. And as far as this Walt Weiss hire goes, like, I'm also not sure of – why all the hate?
What's his drink of choice, Bo?
People who?
What's his drink of choice?
Who, Walt Weiss?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Oh, he don't come to
choice? He's a relatively, like, healthy, worky-outy type guy.
Protein shakes would be my guess.
Oh, okay.
He's a black belt and Taekwondo type dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've never met he or his family. Hopefully I will now. I'll meet him at least once because they'll probably have, like, an intro welcome to the club dinner type deal. You know, but look, people need to understand the situation that the Braves are in. This is not a fire the manager, burn the whole freaking team down thing. Snit retired. All right. Last year sucked, but it didn't suck because of Snit, and it actually was held together because of him. And look, despite the offense sucking for the first 2 months of the season, we probably win that division had the pitching staff not got hurt. And I'm talking about all of them because of how the rest of the teams in the division finished the season. So you want to bring in a brand new manager, which I would have been okay with the Dodger guy, but he's going to want a whole new staff of coaches, which the players aren't going to be used to, and that's going to take some time.
Yeah.
So now you get the same continuity. You get the same coaching staff. You get to go into spring training knowing exactly what's going to be expected of the team. And, you know, it is up to the front office now. Alex, go get a couple pitchers. You have to do that because we have no idea of the 5 that got hurt. I think 3 of them had surgery, so we have no idea what their situation is going to be like at the beginning. So.
Right. I mean, the biggest offseason decision the Braves needed to make was how much money they're going to throw at free agency.
Yeah.
Yes.
And improve the roster. Whether they went out and got a first-time guy that was high on a lot of people's lists, or they grabbed another manager that had been successful in other places, or maybe people knew like David Ross or something like that, or did this, like, nobody, I mean, like we've been talking about with college football hires and all this different stuff, like hires get panned when they happen or they get praised when they happen. Nobody has any idea. Quinn Snyder was universally praised. The Hawks hired him. And it's been
meh. Yeah.
You know? Again, the Brent Key thing, people were so disappointed that that was the boring route that Georgia Tech went, and look at where they are right now. Like, nobody knows. Now, again, like I said at 11 o'clock, if you were already of the mind that the Braves are, I don't know, like complacent or it's gone stale or something like that, if that's already how you felt and this is what they did, then that just probably confirms how you feel.
But this is the organization telling you that we believe that the players that we have are good enough to move forward with just a promotion of a guy that y'all are already used to leading you. So, and they are. We have a phenomenal lineup. Pitching staff kind of needs some improvement. Yeah, most of them are all banged up. So here's Alex Avila, who spent most of his years with the Detroit Tigers. He's now MLB Network, talking about this situation, how he was in a similar situation in Detroit.
And ended up 500 that year, but then went on to make the playoffs the next 4 years. So I think that's another kind of like bounce back for the Braves. And this kind of just kind of solidifies that leadership in the clubhouse with Walt Weiss kind of taking over, you know, after Snicker's retirement. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all. We see the Braves back on top of the East.
Me either.
I mean, yeah. This team has
that will be the expectation going into 2016.
Solid cores that are all in their freaking prime.
Yeah.
Yeah. They play up to the standard of what they are, or as you say, like to say, your baseball card. Mm-hmm. This team is going to contend. Uh-huh. We're going to see this team challenge the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, other news that did happen yesterday, y'all did mention Matt Olson winning his third Gold Glove. Congratulations to Matty O, who does he have more Gold Gloves than Freddie?
He has three.
Right, the same. Three. I think he has three to Freddie's two, maybe.
He ain't better than Freddie.
Freddie, yeah.
He's better defense.
He's a better player.
Not a better hitter.
Not a better player.
He's not a better hitter.
Not a better player.
The contemporary era committee was also, the contemporary era list of players on that the committee is going to vote on was also unveiled yesterday. We kind of knew who they were, but
is there a limit to how many of those guys can get in?
I don't think so. Well, they got to get 75% of the vote.
Right, but
how is this different from the original one?
It's just a different. It's a completely different committee of guys. This is not the writers that vote for the regular Hall of Fame.
Right.
This is a whole committee that is the contemporary era.
So Barry might get in this time.
He should get in this time. It's Bonds, Clemens, Carlos Delgado, Jeff Kent, Don Mattingly, Murph, Gary Sheffield, Fernando Valenzuela. I can pick a few names.
How is Sheff not in the World Series? In the Hall
How's Fernando Valenzuela not in there either?
How is Dale Murphy
kind of
not in
there? Exactly. And Murph.
Yeah, we understand. I mean, we keep asking. We've been asking Dale Murphy for years. But why is Sheffield being not in?
I don't know. It's a
16-member committee as opposed to 1,000 writers.
Is it the same reason
why
Barry Bonds and Clemens aren't in there?
Sheffield? I would imagine.
Was he implicated? That's what it is?
Oh, okay.
He was. There were rumors, but there was never anything proven.
Okay.
You know.
I do wonder, though, because those, like half that ballot is guys like that, right? I wonder if that helps Murph.
It should. It should help a few of these guys. I just don't know if they got to get 75% of first place votes.
They all should get in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, let all of them in.
All those guys should be Hall of Famers.
It depends on how the voting works. If it's first place votes, that means that only one of them would probably get in. If any of them, but several of them deserve it.
I think Barry Bonds had to go to a veterans committee.
Well, do you think that
to get into the Hall of Fame is
so coincidentally? Victor Kani died yesterday, who was the steroids dealer that accused Barry Bonds of taking steroids.
Oh, really?
He's the one that came out and snitched on everybody.
Oh, he's the Balco guy.
The Balco guy.
I think that has anything to do with this. I don't know, man. He was 75. He was probably on his way out anyway. Probably didn't live the most healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, probably did a lot of steroids.
Maybe, yeah. You think the voters are going to be like, oh, yeah, well, the Balco guy's dead. We can put Barry in now. The same day as this
ballot was
unveiled?
Or maybe he is dead so Barry can get in. Make sure he didn't have any more beans to spill. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
We don't need more rumors out there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Coincidence? I'm not trying to be
I think it's a coincidence.
Conspiracy theorist or anything.
I'll go with you.
I mean, some things are coincidence. Some things aren't.
Some things are arranged murder.
See? But
what were you guys suggesting? That wasn't what you guys were suggesting.
No, I was suggesting that he got up off that stuff, and it took its toll on him.
Oh, I see.
Because I mean, he might have been selling it, but he was using it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting high on his own supply.
Hell yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
Not according to Biggie Smalls.
That's what I heard.
Don't get high on your own supply.
That's rule number six.
Hey,
commandment number six.
Hey, Jordan, 99 The Game. After each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover, it's your first chance to call and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, we'll come back and tell you what the big story of the day is. Falcons related, personnel related. They've made some moves. We'll tell you who the new Falcons are coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.